Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The U.S. ag industry is riding a rough road right now. President Trump says a Phase 1 trade deal with China is ahead of schedule. Well, if we can get that done, China will have every reason to buy big time in our market. They can't get enough meat, with African swine fever still killing their pigs. Their pork prices are up more than 70%. They're buying beef also, and now U.S. chicken. Our corn farmers are not at all happy with the demand for ethanol. EPA has been given special exemptions to our small refineries. Some of our ethanol plants in the Midwest have had to close. But here is some good news. China may come in the door and buy a lot of ethanol. China wants their fuel to be 10% ethanol like ours is, but they don't have enough corn to process. Their ethanol production capacity comes up short. They cannot even come close to producing enough to reach their 10% target. Their logical solution would be to buy more corn or ethanol from us. I was on my farm last week. What a relief to escape this circus of a federal government that we have here in Washington, D.C. Instead of passing necessary legislation, every conflict, every decision is all politics. Nancy Pelosi will bring the USMCA trade deal up for a vote. Every day, Democrats come up with one more demand. We must insist on an inspection of Mexican factories to ensure that they meet our labor rules. They must build new infrastructure to prevent cross-border pollution. And now they want to add some language to the trade bill to protect pensions of union members. Our Congress has serious work to do. The current resolution to keep our government open for business expires November 21, this month. Not much time, and we don't have a House-Senate spending agreement. We could get one, but the clock is ticking, and they could pass another resolution to extend the time to keep the government in business, or they could fail and close down the government. What a dysfunctional nightmare. They don't have time to do their job. They're too busy trying to impeach President Trump. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.